Prologue. Penelope Reed sat glued to her seat. Breathe in. There's nothing to be nervous about. Flying an airplane is routine for many business people. And she, unfortunately, was a business person. She attempted to smile at the flight attendant who walked past before resuming her pep talk to herself. Virginia to Hilton Head Island is a short flight. She considered texting her brother Lincoln with a mission accomplished message, though he wouldn't get the message until she had cell service again. He'd encouraged her to take the flight to secure a toy shop location. She'd complied reluctantly, though she'd been successful with the negotiations and had closed on the deal. Nonetheless, when she finally arrived home, she intended to wring his neck. He knew how much she dreaded flying. She cut a glance at her handsome seatmate's profile. She'd admired the angle of his face, his sharp jawline, and straight nose throughout most of the flight. Framed by the afternoon sunlight streaming in the window, he seemed relaxed. Of course, he seemed relaxed because he was sleeping. In fact, he'd slept almost nonstop. She coughed and nudged him with her elbow. She needed someone to talk to and take her mind off the flight. She'd already breezed through every magazine in the seat pocket. He took off his aviator sunglasses and turned toward her. His eyes were a deep shade of brown, warm and mesmerizing, rimmed with black eyelashes. His skin exuded a healthy golden glow. Have we arrived? Hardly. He peered out the window. Cloudy day. The weather forecaster called for rain. He was probably right. She was probably right, Penelope corrected. He grinned. Touché. Penelope sat up straighter. Before you fell asleep, we were discussing our jobs.
Were we?
We were about to. Her seatbelt tightened as she leaned toward him. I've managed a toy shop business ever since I was a teenager.
Sounds fun.
I hate it. His dark eyebrows curved upward.
Why?
Do you want the truth?
By all means.
I shouldn't be telling you this, but I've never been good at deception.
Bravo.
He gave her a thumbs up.
So, do tell.
I'd like to do something else.
Nothing wrong with that. I'll keep your secret.
He flashed her a positively magnetic smile. Her heart stilled. Here sat a good-looking man who had listened to her rattle on about her life whenever he opened his eyes. At least, she assumed he listened. She'd held him captive because he couldn't escape. They were seated next to each other in first class. Still, she'd begun to assume they were friends, and he was an attentive guy. At his assessing gaze, a flush warmed her cheeks. I'm bored with my job. I want to create, not manage.
Create what?
I'm not cut out for left-brained, logical analysis anymore. Let's call it a midlife crisis.
Let's. Another smile. Do you have another job lined up?
No.
Is your job difficult?
His tone lowered. Thick, wavy hair fell across his forehead, and he pushed back the strands with his hand. His features were a bit weathered, his jawline and cheekbones prominent. A rugged man who apparently spent time outdoors, if appearances were any indication. The thump of attraction in her chest surprised her. She hadn't felt an interest in any guy since her divorce. No, my job isn't difficult, she said. Just repetitive.
Playing with toys can't be all bad.
She stiffened at his offhand remark. If he was teasing, he wasn't funny.